Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, let's see here. I didn't even look at that thing. It's Turncoat Tuesday. It looks like the 25th of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 70 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. I'm looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 49. So it's been a little bit cooler the last couple of days. And I went out, I had to run across town this morning. And it's a fucking blue sky. I couldn't see one chemtrail, but I'm sure they've corrected that by now. Let me see here. Yeah. Okay. We're going to run through our break, and then we'll see what we're going to... We're going to see if we can build some moral high ground so that we can get this shit going, because we need the moral high ground. And evidently, we don't have it yet. So we're going to work on it.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go see if we can find some righteous indignation to build on that high ground, because, man, we don't got enough yet. I mean... And jump on the wrong one. That'll do it every time, won't it? Think brain. There we go. All righty. Breaking news. Obama's personal chef, Tefari Campbell, has been identified as the black male paddleboarder found dead after drowning near the former president Martha's Vineyard home. I look at that and I just, so they get the Clinton list out. Shit. Hunter Biden's former business partner set to confirm Joe Biden's involvement in corrupt deals. No. I mean, fuck, how many times does his involvement... corrupt deal. I mean, it's mafia. They'll tell you it's fucking mafia. They'll tell you it's corrupt. They'll tell you it all day long and say, what the fuck are you going to do about it? And you'll just sit there. Yeah, it's corrupt, man. Maybe I can tell somebody. Telling somebody's going to help. Hunter Biden's former best friend and business partner, Devon Archer is expected to testify before Congress this week, revealing that Hunter would include his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, in meetings with his overseas business partners using a speakerphone. Is that new, people? I mean, have we heard this somewhere before? Archer is scheduled to share instances where Joe Biden was either physically present or connected via speakerphone while Hunter introduced him to foreign business partners and potential investors. New York Post reporter Miranda Devin reported late Sunday. Archer's testimony is anticipated to shed light on the relationship between Joe Biden and his son's business dealings and the involvement of foreign partners. What the fuck don't we know about here? I mean, this is like reading the same book over and over and over again. I mean, it concludes the same way. Everybody knows that son of a bitch. He's prime. It's called prima facie guilty. He fucking did it. And they did. I mean, but we don't want to talk about the goddamn Hunter Biden and those little six-year-old girls dressed up like prostitutes and the fucking crack cocaine and the fucking pedophilia. We don't want to talk about that. If we keep pounding this fucking same old shit that we've been listening to for how many fucking years, people, maybe that'll just, I mean, this will be the fucking, what we talk about. And then he's already got his sweetheart fucking deal. They call it. He got a sweetheart. What the fuck did you think was going to happen? You think they were going to go after those motherfuckers? Those are King Chuck's boys. They're not to be touched. And the FBI and the CIA are all fucking goddamn King Chuck's fucking lapdogs. Don't you understand that? They're here to fucking protect the fucking criminal bastards. They're here to protect the international corporate mafia. They're here to fucking see this country go to right straight into the goddamn third world without a goddamn fight. Archer will detail how after dinner he and Hunter met with one of Hunter's friends at the Four Seasons Resort, Dubai, at Jumeirah Beach. During this meeting, a senior Burisma, we know what Burisma is because, I mean, I would never know what Burisma was, but I do know what it is. It's this fucking company in fucking Ukraine where, I mean, this whole thing's about fucking Hunter Biden and fucking Joe Biden threatening them with fucking taking away $1 billion if they didn't fire the goddamn prosecutor that was going to prosecute these fucking criminals in this Burisma. We know this. We know this shit. How many articles, how many fucking things? But they see if you keep pounding that, it's kind of like the globals theory. If you keep pounding this is what gets in your mind. All that's in my mind is those little fucking girls, little six-year-old girls dressed up like prostitutes and that sick son of a bitch fucking pedophiling them. Why don't you, it's at the top of this fucking page, you pricks. You can't find it. I know you watch this fucking site very fucking closely and you can't see that. That's your goddamn King Chuck's fucking justice system for you, you fucking plebes.
But if you don't have a seatbelt on here, you get your brains blown out.
You bet. I seen the light. A fucking light goes out on your car. And they'll kill you. Stand there with your hands up and fucking walk up and blast you in the fucking back. But these motherfucking murdering pedophilic pieces of shit. I mean, the whole thing is just this goddamn whole repetitive fucking thing. You think we're going to read this? There's nothing new under the sun here, people. You know the son of a bitch is a fucking criminal. They call him the criminal family. They say Joe Biden's criminal family. The corruption, I mean, it's goddamn prima facie evident. We're not discovering uranium here. We're not reporting on the discovery of uranium here. We're just watching the prolonged fucking, how long would it take to fucking convict you of the cheesiest fucking crime you can fucking think of, a bag of weed or something that you aren't supposed to have? I mean, you would already fucking be doing time in fucking jail or prison, plain and simple. They're not going to touch these motherfuckers because these motherfuckers are untouchable, because they are those ones that are too big to jail, because they are the international corporate mafia that fucking runs the whole goddamn system. And that's a fucking fact. There ain't no arguing. The day after his dinner, during the dinner on April 16, 2015, Burisma executive Pazhasky, and see all these Russian, I mean, goddamn, this is international. Just like the goddamn, that's why we need this international government to deal with these international fucking issues. Fuck you. We seal our fucking borders. We don't give a fuck. You guys kill each other if you want to. You come near us, we'll kill you. We're going to have, but we want peace. We want tranquility in our lives. We want to live our lives with the fucking goddamn what was intended with our goddamn heritage and our inheritance from our forefathers who fought to get this goddamn country and to get our goddamn Bill of Rights. That's what we want. But what the people want here doesn't mean a fucking thing because these son of a bitches do not represent us. And I'll fucking tell you. I'll tell you.
Hey,
go ahead, brother.
Hey, but you know what? You're 100% right. They will tell you who they represent. And I never, ever really got that. Like you always say, when, what's his name? Holder came out and said that, you know, like these people who did that 2008 scam were too big to freaking jail. Like, so you can just destroy people's lives and just, you know, make people homeless. And you destroy these people's, I mean, everything that they had saved up, man, made people homeless, people blew out their brains, and that is too big to jail. That should show you there is a two-tier class in this evil society that they had molded together.
Well, I've noticed they've ceased talking about the ruling class. I haven't heard that term in quite a fucking while because the people, the ruling class, were ruled, really? Is that autonomy? Because we're supposed to be autonomous. What does autonomy mean? That means self-rule. And we do have it. It's under that fucking, that unalienable document of December 15, 1791. That is our fucking law. That is our common law. That is our autonomy. That is our self-fucking rule. Anybody fucking fucks with our shit or fucks with our rights or fucks with our liberty, we can fucking take them into the goddamn common law courts, which is the people's courts, our courts, the highest jurisdiction in this land. And we can fucking take them outside the courthouse if they're fucking committing treason and fucking sedition, and we can fucking hang their ass. They know it. That's why the common law courts were the first thing that had to be gone. But they're not gone. They're there. They're just empty. There's no elections for the fucking judges because the judges can't be professional fucking esquires of King Chuck's. King's Chuck's law, the goddamn law from fucking Britain is... And that motherfucking monarch is what we are fucking living under. And it is tyranny now, just like it was tyranny back in the 1775 when the fucking at Lexington and Concord, the people said, shove it up your fucking ass. We're not going to live under your fucking law, bitch. Anyway, this article goes on, you know, and it is a babbling. It is a fucking babble. We'll do the last paragraph here. The identity of the big guy, is a big guy? What's this big guy thing? A nickname used by Hunter's business partners to refer to Joe Biden will likely be discussed during Archer's testimony. They're going to have a hearing this week. This guy's going to come up. He's going to tell the same fucking shit that we've heard over and over and over again. Remember when Dick Cheney went before the Senate committee on Oversight Committee about $2 trillion that Halliburton had missing? And the senator ordered him to turn over the files for Halliburton. He stuck his middle finger up and he said, fuck you. That's when I knew that fucking this is over, people. The fucking mafia is out in the fucking open. They don't give a fuck. And then where were the documents to prove the guilt of fucking Dick Cheney and his band of fucking goddamn international corporate mafia that stole $2 trillion from the American people? They were in that fucking Pentagon, right where that fucking, well, it wasn't a plane, though, was it? It was a fucking rocket. And where were the backups? Where were the hard copies, the paper that fucking proved it? Son of a bitch, if they weren't in Building 7 that wasn't hit by a plane, somebody fucking struck a match and dropped it on the floor and the fucking building fell down on them. I mean, goddamn it, man, how far does this have to fucking go? I mean, we're sitting here, okay, there's some more moral high ground. No, this is the same fucking moral high ground. We have such high moral high ground. What are you waiting on? I mean, the moral high ground, I mean, that was what I heard for so fucking long in my life, that we're waiting, we got to keep the moral high ground. How in the fuck did you not have it now? Are you telling me that pedophiles, the goddamn invaders, the open fucking treasonous bastards have fucking a higher ground in this goddamn country than the American nationals that fucking are the supreme jurisdiction here, that have the fucking law of their fucking people behind them, the absolute unalienable law of their people behind them? Horse shit. It's just comes down to fucking, well, same old, same old. Let's see what else we got here. I didn't really read this one here. Let me see what it says. It's mourning in America. That means that we're crying about something. I'm going to go ahead and look at it and see anyway. I've seen a couple of people commented on it. Now that America has been transformed from a high trust social order into a low trust social order, there's no going back. Really? Want to bet? The birth of finalization in the early 1980s was mourning in America. I'm not mourning because finance, the collateralization of previously low-risk assets and the resulting explosion of credit and leverage gooses demand and assets valuations. Now that we've at long last reached the demise of the finalization, it's mourning in America as the hyperstimulation has reached a zenith and is beginning its inevitable end game of uncontrolled explosion. Yeah, you're going to think uncontrolled. You know, when people get hungry, you motherfuckers, I seen on the site, there's a video of this little fucking Jew prick telling us about, you know, how, a single kebab, no bunch of Jews is fucking running the fucking world and doing all this shit. And, you know, you little son of a bitch, he said, because they couldn't cover every aspect, there would be mistakes. You see, you're fucking making the mistakes. We see them all over the place. You're fucking on your fucking heels. That's why your ass is on a goddamn TV program and it's supposed to be an interview. And the fucking interviewer doesn't even speak a fucking word. You just sit there and babble your shit. You've made plenty of fucking mistakes, and the people have picked them up, and the people are getting a little tired of that Jew shit, aren't they? So you got to come on and tell them that, oh, they're, you know, it's a conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory. How many? Oh, the New World Order. Remember that when we first started hammering that? George Bush Sr., a new world, 1,000 points of light, a new world order. And you said New World Order, that's conspiracy theory. No, we know who you fuckers are, and you are a fucking handful. They're trying to say that they couldn't cover that much ground. No, you hire the fucking people. And the Masonic fucking lodges, you said the Masons, you talked about the Masons, that's your fucking ground troops. You send your fucking orders out, you work like a fine-oiled fucking machine. Only you still cannot fucking cover your fucking mistakes, and the people have found your asses out, and now you're fucking scared. Well, we couldn't exist. Yeah, you do. You exist, and we know who the fuck you are, asshole. So there may be some mourning going on. The hyper-finalization of American life has fatally distorted the nation's production, politics, values, and social order. You've tried, but what you show in your little fucking... your little small screen where you take the lens and you make it real tight to make a little look like a lot. You're fucking 0.004% of fucking faggots, LGBTXYZ motherfuckers. Your little fucking goddamn fucking lens that you try to make Black Lives Matter, all these fucking son of a bitches that aren't nothing. The American people will wipe your fucking ass out in fucking one day if they all stood together and all understood what was at stake. Even you fucking gold and silver lovers. How much more could you fucking have? But then again, I think your reasoning is, if everybody could have it, then you wouldn't be special, would you? You couldn't look down your fucking nose at nobody. Because every American national is rich in this fucking country. What has been stolen from us is returned. We all sit back like Saudi princes. I mean every goddamn one of us. Regardless of skin color, regardless of fucking sex, regardless of any fucking thing except our status as American national for the United States of these America, an individual free sovereign. But that's why you are fucking fighting, because you want the eliteness of having the fucking wealth. so that you can look down the nose at somebody who could stomp your fucking ass in a New York second, man. And that's what it is. You wouldn't be fucking, you wouldn't be standing on no pedestal. Everybody would be on a pedestal. And you couldn't stand for them people, other, those goddamn people that you're better than. You must be better than them because you've accumulated more gold and silver. No, you're a suck-ass fucking sellout, and you'd sell out your own fucking mother for $2, and you know it. The decay, erosion, and distemper remind me of a quote from French author Michael Hollenbeck. Beck, I don't know what the fuck his name is. I have an impression of being caught up in a network of complicated, minute, minute, stupid rules, and I have the impression of being herded towards a uniform kind of happiness. Fuck you. Toward a kind of happiness that doesn't really make me happy. Yeah, we're there, buddy. Substitute con for happiness, and we have an insight into the source of mourning in America. I'm not fucking mourning. I'm fucking pissed. I'm sick. I'm disgusted, but I'm not fucking mourning. I will take that apathy and turn it to fucking, you know, that flight or fight. Stop the flight. Start the fucking fight, and it all ends. Otherwise, you're finished. Your fucking children are finished. Your grandchildren are finished. You better fucking realize it, and you better start fucking doing something about this. America, we're being conned 24/7. No, this man is a fucking genius on every level and in every nook and cranny of the economy and the society. This is not what was not meant to be a fucking economy. It wasn't meant to be a goddamn fucking corporate fucking shithole. But it was from the beginning. I mean, the Jamestown, Virginia, fucking corporation, Plymouth Rock, I think it's in Pennsylvania, fucking corporation. It was all, they were all the corporate then. It's always been about money. It's always been about commerce. It's always been about the worship of mammon. The guy who went out and just, you know, he could, he fought his way into the fucking wilderness. He cut down the fucking trees and cleared his fucking fields, grew his fucking corn, grew his fucking goddamn vegetables, hunted his fucking deer, hunted his elk, hunted him a goddamn moose or a fucking buffalo. And that guy was fucking, that, those were the only true, happy, free fucking people that have ever existed in this country. Why? Because they weren't engaged in the fucking goddamn boar's nest of fucking goddamn commerce, of that goddamn, capitalism. He wasn't looking at his neighbor's fucking stuff over there and saying, how could I capitalize? Oh, fuck, you broke his leg, man. I can go over there. I can take advantage of his fucking ill, his bad luck, and I can take what is his. That's what this goddamn country is. It is a goddamn boar's nest. It's like old Rome, man. If you could cut somebody's fucking throat and you have more than you could ever used in 10 lifetimes, but you got to have more. It is a fucking sickness. It is fucking mammon, and mammon is fucking stronger than any fucking god I've ever seen in my life. I see its power. I see what it does to people. I see what it does to what would be otherwise decent fucking people. But you see that fucking money, man, and I don't know, it gives you a feeling that I cannot feel. I feel good when I'm out in the mountains and when I'm walking and enjoying life, breathing the fucking air, man. Does everything have to be a fucking contest to see who can get the biggest pile of fucking gold? Who can go to hell with the most goddamn wealth? I mean, you can't take it with you. And you leave it to goddamn your children, then you got hereditary wealth to deal with. Some guy who was smart fucking makes fucking, you know, a couple of $1 billion. He has fucking retarded kids. He has to give it to somebody. He ain't giving it to nobody but his retarded kids. That's how people end up marrying their fucking horses. This is why so many confuse the con and propaganda. Both are self-serving, of course, as the goal of propaganda is to generate compliance and conformity in the populace by constructing an emotionally compelling context that is both appealing and plausible. There's nothing appealing about this. There's nothing plausible about this. It is just hard, cold facts. Fucking people fucking worship fucking money, man. They want to be the guy who could get you, could kick his ass any day of the week. You treat him nice. You're not treating him like a prick or anything, but he cannot stand the fact that you could bitch slap him flat of his fucking ass, that you are a fucking better man than him. that you, but you, not that you fucking, you know, wear it on your sleeve. In fact, you help him. He's your fucking neighbor and stuff. But then to turn around and the son of a bitch would cut your goddamn throat for $2 and so he could go brag that he did it. It is so fucking messed up, man. Like, that's why I don't want to be here. It's the goddamn loss of fucking decency in this country. People used to care about each other. And then you see that care. You see there's goddamn professional goddamn beggars. They go down and they make fucking $500-$600 a day begging. And they, and then the people who really need help ain't getting shit, even down to the lowest level, because all the fucking money's taken from the people who are working. You know, I mean, 95 cents of every dollar is going in the Jew's pocket, and 5 cents is actually going to the fucking person starving on the fucking streets. I mean, it is just, it is all, every single fucking bit of it corrupt. You can't go on like this. This is intolerable. Who wants to live in a fucking place like that? Those spewing the propaganda do so to secure their power and further their own self-serving agenda. No. No, they, no, you're wrong there, dude. Where'd you get that? For example, that we're all enjoying unprecedented prosperity in the best of all possible worlds. The hell are you talking about? Look at all the low equity, the low quality rusting junk we can buy from manufacturers in totalitarian nations as low, low prices. Wow. It doesn't get any better than the stainless steel, February 26th. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. The difference is that these spewing propaganda can be true believers in whatever cause is being pushed. In most cases, propaganda is issued by cynical, manipulative psychopaths, that's true, who are merely hired guns. And that's what I was talking about with the guy on the fucking interview there. You hire your balls, Jew. No, you couldn't come out and do anything. You couldn't crack a fucking egg. You hire, you steal, and you take what you steal from one man, and you hire him to fucking backstab his fucking brother. And then you can tell him he's elevated. I mean, or you take some son of a bitch that ain't worth the powder. I mean, he's dumb. The fucking cream is not rising. It is fucking, it's going against nature. But you elevate the stupid, those who will fall for your shit, those who would sell out their fucking people and sell out their fucking Bill of Rights so that they could fucking think in their own mind. I don't know, maybe just one, but you got to know better. You got to fucking know better. You know you're not fucking better than that guy next to you. You know he can outrun you. He can outjump you. He can outthink you. He can fucking do anything than you. You son of a bitch. But then you, if money, I got all this money. I'm a fucking worthless fucking prick. I couldn't dig a fucking ditch. I can't change my own fucking oil. But look at all the money I got. But that money does not make you a man. A man can make money. Money that never made a man. Guns for whomever seeks all the advantages of persuading people that enriching and empowering the few at the expense of the many is not only allowable, it's the right thing, the only option, etc. But propaganda works best when it converts the previously uncommitted or apathetic into true believers, much like a religious conversion. And it is, I mean, you're so fucking stupid. It takes blind faith to believe in fucking a fucking lie, any fucking lie. I mean, blind fucking faith. But when they're putting those fucking ducats in your fucking hand, man, you start feeling like, oh yeah, I don't understand it quite, but I know if I kiss this guy's ass just right and I fucking turn my back on my fucking brethren, oh man, I'll drive by in my fucking shiny fucking Cadillac and look down my nose at them. The fucking people, or else I get to use them. I get to use their fucking brains. I have access to the cash. They have minds that make mine look like a fucking pea, but I get to use their fucking minds because, well, I have access to the fucking ducats, huh? To the fucking money, you know, like through the Masonic Lodge, you son of a bitch. I listened to you, Jew. You fucking didn't fool no fucking buddy. a handful of you fuckers by yourself, you couldn't, like I said, you couldn't roll me over if I was dead. But you don't fucking do anything for yourself, but you do the sleazy, the stealing. That's why it was left to the Jews, the money handlers, because it was such a sleazy fucking thing. And you are sleazy bastards. And you do your Masonic lodges. You fucking, that's how you do exercise your fucking control. That's how you can be in such a big organization, is putting the power in the hand of morons that will do exactly what you fucking tell them to, knowing it's fucking wrong, not fucking caring, because otherwise they'd have to live the life of a fucking moron. They couldn't pretend they're something they're not. A con, on the other hand, is a swindle, a fraud, a bezel that takes advantage of the mark's naive trust. The trust might be in a blood relative, a friend, an enterprise, an organization, an institution. The con exploits the trust to defraud or break the mark into an unknowing patsy. That's a bad. The fundamentals of one con are the gains are guaranteed, i.e. low risk. The benefits are exaggerated, while the cost and consequences are left unsaid. I mean, what do you got to be, a goddamn brain surgeon to see that? Oh, shit. I just pushed a button or something here. There we go. I'm lost. There we are. See how far down this goes. Man, this is longer than a horror's dream. We're going to take a break, and then we'll go on to something else. But it all comes down to the same fucking shit. You're telling us stuff we already fucking know. The people in this country who are going to save this country, you haven't fooled nobody. You haven't fooled one of them. You can fool some of the people some of the time, some of the people all of the time, but you cannot fool all of the people all the time. And you're only fooling about 20 fucking percent of the fucking stupidest, fucking most arrogant people who have absolutely nothing to be arrogant about. And you've got destruction written all over you, man. Better people than you have tried it, and you're not going to fucking succeed. You might as well give up on it. Anyways, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back.
Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:42 Pacific time, and of course, that was Hogjaw. We'll get some. I think you should write a new song, Hogjaw. Go out and get you some. Just sitting there fucking waiting. And come. They're coming. They'll creep right up to you because they're standing toe-to-toe. How close do they got to fucking get? What do they have to fucking do before you're going to give them some? I mean, good song. I mean, I like the song, but God damn it. You fucking, I mean, you just sit there and fucking just wait until you're fucking, until they shovel the dirt in your fucking face, I suppose. What else we got over here? It's morning in America. My goodness. I ain't mourning for shit. I don't know. Well, I like this one here. I mean, but it's one of the videos over on the site from it's a Twitter. A cartel creates bridge into the United States Border Patrol does nothing. This is simply to allow more illegals to invade America. Border Patrol knows it's here and they allow it. And you go and you watch that fucking video and they do, it shows, and they're just, the cartel just building little bridges across for them. I mean, we got to hurry this thing along, man. You're going to get rid of a fucking America. You got to get with the fucking program. I mean, it's going too slow. Fuck these Americans. They're thinking, man, and it's starting to put the fucking Jews on their fucking heels to the point to where they got to put some little prick on a goddamn. It was, you would think it would be an interview. They show an interviewer who doesn't speak a goddamn word. This guy fucking reads his diatribe of bullshit. Trying to, there is no international cabal made up of fucking Jews and Masons. The hell there ain't. We live in the real world. You fucking tell me the sun don't shine, you son of a bitch. We know exactly what the fuck you are. Alert, new redesigned GMO being forced on farmers and consumers. That's a pretty good one, I think. Within the fortified corridors of Politico, industrial power in Washington, and in the hallowed bastion of the European Commission in Brussels, the same dark plans are being pushed forward to alter the genetic code of life so as to make both man and nature patentable. Fucking slave, I don't know. Controllable, yeah, okay, must be the same fucking word. Controlled, controllable and servile. And that means, I guess, to serve your ass. You think it's going to happen? Try it. To the cause of the techno-industrial god of incessant progress. What a line of bullshit. You know any real words? The latest manifestation of the process has now emerged within the food and farming sector and strongly threatens the future of all GMO-free products and terrians. It goes under the deliberately innocuous heading, New Genetic Techniques, NGT. The U.S. Agribusiness industry set the agriculture genetic engineering agenda more than two decades ago when a judge in New York courtroom pronounced GMO and conventionally grown food indigestible, a judgment that went against the essential scientific evidence and played into the gleeful hands of biotech. Indigestible. Okay. Precise term used was substantial equivalence. How could it be indigestible? I don't get it. Indigestible? If you declare it indigestible, that's a good fucking thing? Okay. This allowed the marketing of U.S. GMO foods to go ahead with no labeling, no to warn consumers of its consumption or provenance, thus denying them the right to choose. I still don't fucking get it. You said it's indigestible. I mean, indigestible? Indigestible? It's digestible. It would have to be, must be a misprint. This allowed the market of the U.S. GMO foods to go ahead with no labeling to warn consumers of its consumption. Thus, U.S. farmers have been likewise left to fight for the right to sell their seeds and grains as GMO-free, as the Monsanto Corporation gave itself the authority to fine, gave itself the, well, of course they did. We live here in this fucking free nation where the fucking people are the supreme, superior, absolute jurisdictional authority. See, this is what they can do to you when you fucking do not stand up and fucking back the Bill of Rights, when you do not enforce the Bill of Rights. We can hang their fucking asses. No corporation can tell you to do any fucking thing. It's like no motherfucker can tell you to do anything. They have to go through the fucking procedural due process in that unalienable law of December 15, 1791 to get a ruling from a court and from a common law court, from a jury, before you can be compelled to do shit. But Monsanto Corporation gave itself the authority. It did it? Well, maybe I'm going to give myself the authority to fucking do something to them. How about that? We can just give authority. We have the authority. That's the sickening fucking part about it, I suppose, to find any farmer suffering the misfortune of having their crop contaminated by rogue GMO varieties whose pollen was carried by wind or insects onto their farmland. Yes, prosecuted for being found to have a Monsanto patented GM plant growing on their field. Do something like that fucking to me. Fuck you, prick. I'll fucking sue you for letting your shit get on my goddamn field, you bastard. I won't sue you. There is no suing. You wish we had common law courts. Well, I'll just put it that way. From the outset, European farmers and consumers strongly resisted attempts to get GMOs into the food chain and onto the fields. Battles to uphold the sovereignty of, quote, real foods and the right for organic and traditional produce to be legally protected against GM cross-contamination raged through the 1990s and beyond, right the way up to the present day. I don't know. Okay. Consequently, in spite of intense GM industry lobbying of the EU Commission in Brussels, less than 2% of European farmland grows GM crops. Stung by their failure to make progress and the subsequent collapse of the Monsanto Corporation, the wounded GM battleship came up with a guileful sleight of hand to try and beat the regulatory protection of a largely GMO-free Europe. So you figure, wait, man, is it sick? It'll kill you, and what they're doing is wrong. But this is where the Jew comes in, isn't it? This is where the Jew comes in. Let's go buy off this guy, buy off that guy, buy off that guy. Put our guy in here. We can do it anyway. And hey, we're too big to fail. We're too big to jail. Reimagining food farming and humanity, eco-modernism, dystopia. They invented something called gene edit. Crops going under the synonym CRSP or CRISPR clustered regularly interspaced short polyndomic repeats. Gene editing, they claim, is not the same as introducing foreign bacteria into the seed genome to make it resistant to an intensive chemical spraying regime. Really? Just put a different name on it. It's like all these LLCs, limited liability corporations. You fucking do something that you should be put up against the wall for. You just fucking shut that one down and open another one under a different name the next day, and you're right back in business selling your poison. Gene editing, they post, simply removes, alters genes to make the plant perform according to the requirements of the biotech control program, a program that exerts sufficient alteration to the natural composition of the plant to make it patentable as a novel food, thus enabling all profits to flow back to the pockets of the designer, the corporation. Man, you know, they're going to come up, one of these days it's going to be different kinds of air. First, it'll be different kinds of water. And I mean, the basic fucking building blocks of life, they want to patent them. Fuck your patent, shove your patent up your fucking ass. You're going in the fucking ground, you sick son of a bitches. You do not own us. You do not own life upon this goddamn planet. You're going to have to die to find it out. You fuck, man. I've watched a lot of things lately. I've been watching things about Alexander and fucking Rome and fucking Genghis, all these people who thought they could conquer the fucking world. What a sick fucking bunch of fucking assholes. Why? Why do you want to fucking make your will the will of other people? Why can't you just, if you can have anything you want, you can live any way you want, but you're not content with that. You want to own fucking people. That is a sick fucking goddamn demented fucking illness you have. Why do you want to own other people? Why? When you have everything you could ever fucking want, because, well, then that's when we come into the fucking LGBT for little kids and little such, because we know in the end game, I mean, they're running out of things to fucking give them a fucking jolt. I mean, to us, you know, maybe getting a new gun or a new fishing pole or something, that would be exciting. It'd be something you'd really be happy about. My nephew got a car the other day, and he was just, I mean, ecstatic. But these people here can have anything. That's what you got to remember, any fucking thing they want. And they're bored with it. The only thing they could now that they can do, it has to be taboo, so that they can, get some kind of feeling. I guess they're completely without fucking feeling. They have no conscience. That's for goddamn sure. But I mean that when you come down to like Hunter Biden and those little girls and shit, man, you sick son of a bitch. This is how far he. Imagine what he's done in his day. That this is how far he has to go to get feeling, to feel anything. The sick in the head, son of a bitches. I mean, I think back to the beginning. This has been going on forever, people. Don't think it hasn't. And back in the days when they had the big plantations and shit and stuff, do you think they didn't do the same sick shit? Watch the movie Rome. I mean, God damn it, this has been going on since fucking people started. Since that first shaman fucking who knew something that somebody else didn't fucking convince them that they should feed him and take care of him because he could see things that they couldn't see, which was bullshit. And then finally it comes along. He has everything. He sits on his fucking ass. He doesn't have to do a goddamn thing. And finally he gets bored with that. So I have to bless all the new girls who, when their time comes for their period, when they start having periods, I have to screw them so that they can be blessed by the gods. And I mean, I've read books and shit, and this is what them fuckers did. And it's always the motherfucker that has sat on his ass and done fucking nothing, and the stupid ass people that will believe that son of a bitch is something special because he just discovered something, you know, something like throwing, he found some fucking powder. Go ahead, brother.
You're telling me that you don't believe in royalty? You know, that they have royal blood and you have peasantry blood?
Well, I'm going to find out one of these days.
Here, you know, they're special because of their royalty blood. Inbred freak.
Yeah, they're goddamn inbred, and that's what really, you know, that's what sinks them every time. But the bottom line is I'm going to find out one of these times when I skin one of them alive, and then I can look and see it, and looks like the same, just like everybody else, the blood. I don't see no blue blood. Fucking blood's red like mine.
Hey, you know what, Henry? I've been on the thing like you as well, man. I've been I've been watching movies and, you know, been studying, you know, monarchy just a lot lately, just trying to depict these people's mind. And, man, I mean, when you think about how, like what you just said, like, how do you have a group of people, I mean, inbred freaks who just, I mean, inbred, then by the time they inbreed so much, like, on down to their lineage, you're like, I mean, half of them can't even freaking take a dump on their own, you know, by the time they're 15 because they're, you know, I mean, their DNA is just so freaking crossbred within the same bloodline. I mean, and these are people that just sat back, man, and just ran things. Can you just imagine it? And they causing you a peasant and a serf. You're beneath them, but they the inbred freak. I mean,
hell,
you understand that? That's crazy.
You're goddamn right it is. And what about the people that fucking go for it? The people that look at them and go, oh, but that's our king. That's what makes him so fucking special? The son of a bitch has to have somebody wipe his ass. He can't do anything for himself. Well, he dropped out of her twat. I mean, the queen's twat, God did it. God put him in there. No, his cousin did. I mean, and he's a fucking goddamn inbred fucking freak son of a bitch. And these are that's what I mean about, you know, when you're, think of being born where you could have, from the time that you can want something, you could have anything you fucking want on demand. I mean, I talk about little kids when you get their first taste of ice cream, the look on their face, man, son of a bitch, man. I mean, it's never going to taste as good as it did the first time. But then, you know, these people here, there's no challenge to life except for the only challenge they got left is to screw little kids. is to make pedophilia a fucking okay thing, like the decadence in Rome and fucking goddamn, and name the fucking place, man, goddamn it. And fuck, they did it in Germany. Hell, they went right down the streets of goddamn Berlin with these cross-dressed motherfuckers and people screwing little kids on the side, fucking street. Why is it decadence? Because it comes down to goddamn taboo. You're not supposed to do that. I mean, it's something in the human psyche that tells people, I mean, when you're told no, I mean, Americans are notorious for this. You can't do drugs, but we'll do, fuck, we won't. We'll do drugs and we'll do more drugs. We'll do as many drugs as we fucking want. But I mean, when it comes down to the point, what this is here is they can't be excited. They cannot be fucking excited. So they turn to this fucking decadence. And I mean, the forbidden. And then they get, you know, the fact that we're, you know, we'd love to fucking hang them. I know I would. I know you people would. I'd like to put them up against a wall. I'd like to cut their fucking pecker off and stick it in their fucking mouth or just fucking just destroy the dirty bastards. They're a fucking scourge. They're unnatural. They violate natural fucking law. A man's a man. A woman's a woman. God damn it, man. That's a wonderful fucking thing. But they want, I mean, they want everybody to be a hermaphrodite. Why? So they can control them. And then they can take little babies that are normal before they hermaphrodite them and fucking do unspeakable fucking things to them. Like take them and cut them up and sell their fucking body. I mean, Jesus, that's why I don't want to be here. This is too sick a fucking place. Even for, I mean, people talk about me fucking cussing. Fucking cussing? Fuck, really? When little children are being hacked up alive, that's what you talk about? You're fucked up too. But it's easier to fucking criticize somebody who cusses on the goddamn fucking radio than to fucking go do something about people fucking cutting little children up alive, isn't it? Less fucking risk, huh?
You damn right, man. And you know what, man? You know what? And what really chaps my ass about that people they say crap like that. And you know, you sit down here every day and you point out the various things that is destroying us, and they want to get upset. And you know, another thing, we all should be fighting mad because you know what? Since the day we came into this world, they have lied to us about everything. They got all of us hating each other. You know, yeah. Teaching us false history in these freaking schools, lying about us, about everything. We should kill these folks. You should be fighting, cussing mad.
You're goddamn right, man. And if you're not, I mean, if you are not fucking furious enough till you don't give a shit what somebody, how somebody's putting it, I mean, it's, words are just fucking sounds, for Christ's sake. Do you understand what the words are saying? They're cutting up little children and selling their body parts and calling it a multi-billion dollar industry in the world. God damn, people, the fuck's it take for you? That's the only, I mean, it takes strong language to fucking get the goddamn point across. This ain't no fucking game. I guarantee you it ain't no game to those little children, those little fucking girls that sick son of a bitch that fucking Hunter Biden had in there with his cocaine fucking molesting. My God! Don't worry about the fucking words. Worry about the fucking deeds. Anyway, that's enough for me. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And for those of you who fucking worry about more how somebody tells you something than what they're fucking telling you, fuck you. That is the Word from the Trenches.